The new DCU starts with Chapter 1, Gods and Monsters, and begins with Superman, due in July 2025. In last week's episode, we looked at Batman and put forward our casting choices to play him in the new movie Brave and the Bold. In this week's episode, we put forward our casting choices to play Wonder Woman in the new DCU, which completes the DC Trinity. I'm your host, Kenan, and thank you for joining us at Creative Control, the entertainment podcast. Hello and welcome to Creative Control, the entertainment podcast. Joining me for this week's episode, one of our regulars of the team, Neil. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. Actually, I recorded my first TikTok today and it was a horrifying experience. I don't know why. Staring at that phone and recording myself, trying to do a little bit about what the podcast is. It was just, something I've never done, because I explained on there that when we're doing this podcast, I'm talking to someone, you know, I'm talking to my friends. We're talking about films as a friendship group, as a collective. But when you're actually talking directly to the audience and staring down that camera lens, it just sends off these different kind of feelings in you, different nerves and stuff like that. So I don't know how many takes I did. It was absolutely ridiculous. But I ended up putting, I put something together. I put it out there. So I am going to start doing some more stuff on TikTok now, because previously in the last couple of weeks, I started cutting some of our episodes and putting them onto TikTok so people can get an idea of what we talk about. So I've done the last film podcast, which was the top 10 films of 1986. I've done some of our wrestling ones as well. One of the wrestling ones did well, where we talked about the women's intercontinental title. That got like 2,500 views. I was like, okay, this is something. So I'm going to start trying to do more TikTok views now, TikTok videos, that's for sure. But one of the reasons why I want to get onto TikTok is we want to interact with our fan base a little bit more. So we really appreciate you all out there watching and listening to our show. And if you don't know, you can catch the video version of this podcast on YouTube and Spotify, and the audio version available on any podcast platform. But we wanted to get some feedback from you guys listening to your ideas and put it out there. So we started a section called the Creative Collective. So if you make a comment on a post that I put out on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, Instagram or our Facebook page about our upcoming episode, you can put your thoughts and opinions on there. We'll give you a shout out on the episode. And I'm going to do the same for TikTok as well. Before we record our next video, I'll go onto TikTok, say, this is what we're going to talk about. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. I mean, I hope I go viral. If I get 1,000 comments, then I might have to filter it down, but we'll try and give a shout out to everyone. But I'm thinking maybe I might get 5 or 10. So we'll see how it goes. So if you didn't know, Creative Control, we do movies, TV, and WWE wrestling. Okay, so that is what we do. That's what we talk about. What we talk about here today, we're talking Wonder Woman in the DCU. So there's the new DCU, which is going to start with Superman in July 2025. In our last episode, cast Batman in Brave and the Bold, which is going to be the first Batman movie in the new DCU. Today, we're casting Wonder Woman, which is going to make up the DC Trinity. All right. So Neil is our resident expert DC guy. He's got a lot of passion for this franchise and these comics and these characters. I've got a few ideas, but I know Neil is going to have the depth and gravitas. So Neil is going to pretty much take the lead on this. I'm going to jump in with my thoughts. So I've got a few. It'll be interesting to see how many we cross over and how unknown we're going for in terms of the actors and actresses in these roles. So, right. So I've cast Wonder Woman. I've put a couple of ideas down for Steve Trevor and potentially Wonder Woman's mum. Because actually the first thing that we're going to see is Paradise Lost, which is going to be a TV series set before Diana is born. So I don't know if Diana is going to be born throughout the series, at the beginning or just at the end, but it's going to be set before. So we're expecting whoever's going to play her mum is going to be a big part of that series, right?
Yeah, definitely. She definitely. But I think as well, it's there's a bit of a luxury that comes with Paradise Lost, because basically the Amazonians age a lot slower than human, than regular humans. So whoever you cast to play Diana, Hippolyta, so whoever you cast to play Diana's mum, could essentially play that role in both shows. And you might just, you know, add a little texture to the hair, and that's all you need to do.
That's right.
And you can say, oh, it was 100 years ago, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So, like you say, the casting can be, you don't have to make it age appropriate for a younger show and the movie, mm-hmm. which is set later on, because they're pretty much going to look the same anyway. So, yeah, it's a really good point. All right. Well, look, let's dive right in. Let's start casting Wonder Woman. Neil, mm-hmm. have you got a preference in these picks, or is it just you're going to go through? How many have you got for Wonder Woman?
For Wonder Woman, 1, 2, 3, 4. I have four potentials. Yeah.
Right.
Because in order was I had two that I was like kind of dead set on them.
Right.
And then the other two, as I was looking for Hippolyta, and I was like, ooh, no, this person could be Wonder Woman.
Right.
So okay. It drew me in.
It's expanded your list.
Yes.
All right, so do you have a number one pick, or is it could be any one of these four?
Because
I would start with your least favorite.
My least favorite, and I honestly, because of the nature of how I wanted to cast, mm-hmm. like you'll notice from a lot of the people I pick, as in like my first named choice, like number one picks, I'm not choosing like the biggest star.
No,
I'm not choosing like the top eight. I'm choosing because I want it to be like sort of like the MCU, where you might know who an actor is, but they're not in everything you've ever seen.
Yes.
So that when you see them, you're seeing, you know, Chris Evans is known for Captain America more than probably any other role.
Yes.
Chris Hemsworth was known for Thor more than pretty much any other role. It's like, this person has to embody this character.
Yeah.
Because if
recognizable enough, but not famous enough that you picture him in other roles automatically.
Yeah. I don't want it to be like a thing like, okay, Robert Downey Jr. was an exception because he was worldwide an international star. Mm-hmm. However, when he got the role, he wasn't a current household name.
No, he'd been off the radar for some time. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like if you picked Tom Cruise, then it wouldn't be Tony Stark. It'd be like, oh, Tom Cruise. You know,
yes,
it'd be
like, exactly.
Yeah. So with that, I think my least favorite, I'm going to butcher these names, is Kaya Scodelario.
Okay.
She is in Kaya, K-A-Y-A.
She was just in The Gentleman, right? On Netflix.
Yes. Yes.
Kaya Scodelario. Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that. I hadn't thought of her. Good age, 32 mm-hmm. years old. She was in Skins.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I remember, I think she was in like the Maze Runner films.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah,
she was Pirates of the Caribbean briefly, one of them as well.
Yep, and she was in the last Resident Evil movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Which I'm not holding against her because she was the best thing in that movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah. So
she was in Crawl.
Yes, with the alligator.
Alligator movie. Yeah, which was really underrated. That was really fun. So, yeah. So we know she can hold herself as a lead character as well.
Yep.
All right. That's a really good shout. I like that.
Yeah. So she's kind of, weirdly enough, she's my least favorite.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Moving up, we have Rosa Salazar.
Rosa Salazar. Okay. Name sounds familiar.
So, yeah, she should do. She's in Battle Angel Alita.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So I was like, I can see her doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I recently saw her. Yeah, because what else have I seen her in? A Million Miles Away, the Amazon movie. I forget the guy's name. He was in Narcos, and he's in the MCU. Oh, what's his name? Michael Pena.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she was in that. Okay. Mm. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so her as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two other names.
Mm-hmm.
Adria Arjuna.
Okay.
And that is the name, like, she is in. She's
Adria
in the
Arjuna. Yes. Okay. Yeah, she was in Morbius.
She was in Morbius. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So as you can see.
Yeah, she's definitely got a look about her. Yeah, she's a good age again, 31. She is also did Andor. She was in the Andor series for Disney Star Wars and Six Underground with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, that's where I saw her. And I was like, Underground.
Yeah, strong and, look. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she has got decent acting chops as well, to be fair. I thought she was quite good in Andor. So I don't remember her much in Morbius because I tried to block that movie out of my mind.
I was just like, she's in it. And I was like, you know, your role in this film didn't offend me. Yes. Others did. So you're okay.
You're okay. Right? Yeah. All
right. Right. But my number one pick, and you're probably going to think she's not the number one pick, is, I think her name is Narges Rashidi. She is in...
Rashidi.
Yeah. She's in the TV show Gangs of London.
Okay. Yeah. So she's a little bit older at 44. Mm-hmm. Okay. Gangs of London. I've seen the... Is she in the first series?
She's in, the first series and the second series.
All right, because I haven't seen the second series yet, but...
Right, but yeah, she's the one. She plays Lale.
Right. I kind of remember her in it, but I'd have to revisit that. But yeah, she's probably the most unknown out of all of them in terms of exposure. So, okay, so what drew you to her?
Watching Gangs of London, I was just like... Somebody needs to put her in a Hollywood movie where she's beating the crap out of people.
Okay.
And I'm like, I can, despite her like kind of quote unquote diminutive, size, because all of these women, they're not like, you're not looking at a muscle bound woman. These are all, they're fairly quite slim, fairly like athletically slim. Mm-hmm. And it's, the way I kind of look at them is the way I look at Superman is you don't have to be, and you don't have to be super big and muscular. You just have to embody the character.
Yes.
And I think, Paradise Island is supposed to be cut off from mankind, but it's, you're supposed to look like you're from somewhere else.
Yes.
Right. And I need the Wonder Woman to look like she is from somewhere else, not just in how she carries herself. Like Gal Gadot,
I was going to ask you about her. How did you feel about her as Wonder Woman?
Her as Wonder Woman was inch perfect. Wonder Woman 84 was not a great movie.
No.
Right?
No.
But her at playing the character of Wonder Woman was inch perfect because when everything from her natural accent to... the way she carried herself, the way she kind of viewed certain things, you could just see, I can't pinpoint you.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And that's what I feel you should have with a character. You're supposed to look at them and be like, you can exist anywhere, but I can't pinpoint. I can't look at you and be like, Venezuela.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I should be able to just look at you and be like, oh, okay. I don't know where you're from. I can't place it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's a really good point. And yeah, I was a fan of Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, and she's not a muscular woman, So there was a lot of, I think, backlash, not a lot of backlash, but there was a lot of comments when she was originally cast because of her size and like, unfortunately her chest size and stuff like that. It was very much a case of like, oh, I don't see her as Wonder Woman, but she embodied it really well. Her costume was designed well. And yeah, she delivered on the most part. I think her performance is, dip towards the end, so like with her cameos in like Flash and Shazam, and it was very much a case of it's probably a day role, and we just kind of you just didn't get it from her then. But when she did Batman vs Superman, her own movie Wonder Woman was fantastic. Like you say, 84 wasn't a great movie. She wasn't particularly bad in it. There were some cheesy moments, but overall, like you said, she still kept the essence of the character. So, okay. All right, I'm going to throw some alternatives at you. So there was a couple that I thought of, but some of these women can kind of transform their look. But others, again, maybe they're a little bit too well known now. So we'll have to see what you think. So one, I had Lily James. So she's an English actress. She was in Iron Claw.
Yeah, I know. Yes, I know.
Iron Claw, Baby Driver, Yesterday, and also Pam and Tommy.
Yeah.
And I kind of look at that and thought, Pam and Tommy, you know, she definitely transformed herself on screen to play Pamela. I just thought, actually, I could see her, that she's a very talented and capable actress. Mm-hmm. And I could kind of see her in that role. A lot of people put out there Ana de Armas as potentially Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't quite fit the mold for me. I would have her as other characters, like maybe a Catwoman or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily see her as Wonder Woman. Isa Gonzalez. So she was in Ambulance, Baby Driver, Godzilla vs. Kong, Hobbs and Shaw. I think she could potentially carry that. She's got a look about her. Mm-hmm. And she's been in some big franchises. Another person who's had a couple of roles, but again, is there or thereabouts, Monica Barbaro. She played Phoenix in Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
And she's stars along Arnold Schwarzenegger in FUBAR.
Yeah.
And I think she's someone who can deliver in that role. We also have, this is some people gone out and suggested that this was like casting rumors, but James Gunn has said, no, I haven't really thought about this, was Elizabeth Debicki. She plays in Guardians of the Galaxy, Tenor, and she's Princess Diana in The Crown. And she's a very capable actress. She hasn't had that necessary leading role. I mean, she was fantastic as Princess Diana in The Crown, but you know, you are imitating somebody. But I think she's definitely got the skills and the transformation to take on the other characters. So that's a possibility.
Yeah. Am I right in saying that she was in that film Widows?
She was in Widows, yes.
Right, yeah. Yeah, now I remember her clearly.
Yeah. Mm. So again, a slightly different look, not necessarily maybe a traditional, but I think she is someone who could become in that role. I thought about Jodie Comer, Killing Eve, Free Guy, The Last Duel.
Yeah.
Very talented, but she was kind of in my running to play Sue Storm in the MCU.
Yeah.
Maybe not Wonder Woman. So she just from the character look and definition, maybe not her, but she's a talented actress and I'd definitely be putting her stuff. But I did see her name out there. Another woman that, this was the last one I had on the list. So she is actually a Greek descendant. So her parents are Greek. She's a Canadian actress. Her name is Marie Avgaropoulos.
Marie Avgaropoulos.
She was Octavia Blake in the CW's The 100.
Yeah, I see her.
She's got a real good look about her. She's kind of been, I can see her kind of in that action role. Again, not very well known, but he's got a familiar face. Interesting enough, she voiced Silver Swan in the 2019 animated feature Wonder Woman Bloodlines. So I was like, okay, I like that little tie there. But yeah, so those are some of the names there. Any of those kind of speak out to you that could make your list?
Well, Miss Maria, definitely. I think I liked all of them except the Elizabeth Debicki. Jodie Comer.
Yeah. And it's interesting, those are two which were mentioned a lot online. Personally, I don't see either of those.
Yeah.
So,
because I think what it is again, I think the problem with casting something like a superhero film is you've got people who would be who are super good actresses or actors. You've got a person who's a super good person who could play any role you give them.
Yep.
You've got people who probably look similar to that character.
Yes.
And then you've got someone who can embody that character.
Yes. Very good point.
Yeah. And I think like Elizabeth Debicki, I just think that maybe it's because of Guardians of the Galaxy, but I see her as like a villain.
Yeah.
She's more like, you give her a glass of champagne and have her sit on like a balcony watching Wonder Woman scrap with the henchmen that she's just sent down there. Right.
Yeah, it's a good shout.
When it's all said and done, then she puts the glass down, cracks her knuckles, and then you're like, oh, wait, you can fight too? Hold on. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Immediately like, okay, every time I see you, you're going to do something.
Yeah. You don't want to criticize someone, but you don't immediately think warmth from her. And Wonder Woman needs a warmth to her character because she's very understanding of other people. She's mm-hmm. very sympathetic to other people. She's very in tune emotionally to people around her. So you definitely need someone who can kind of give that vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So those are our thoughts for Wonder Woman. I expect you've probably got other characters you've cast. So
I do.
Take it away, my friend. Who have you got next?
Right. So after her, I have Hippolyta. So Wonder Woman's mum.
Right.
And I only had two names down for this mm-hmm. because, as I said, I was scouring the internet trying to find a particular person, right? But the two names I have are, both of them are called Rebecca, to begin with.
Okay.
Rebecca Ferguson.
Oh, right. Okay, from Mission Impossible and Dune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I think seeing her as... in Dune, seeing her as Paul Atreides' mum, I was you could be a mum. You could be a mum of somebody or of somebody important. You could definitely be the mum of somebody real important. There was that. And Rebecca Romijn.
Rebecca Romijn. I know the name.
She was Mystique in the original X-Men trilogy.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can see both of those. What are their ages?
Rebecca Ferguson is, I believe... Rebecca Ferguson is 41.
Okay.
And Rebecca Romijn is... She is in her 50s.
Right, okay. Yeah. Mm. All right. But like you say, the great thing about the Wonder Woman universe is you could have a 40-year-old play whatever you want because of the aging process. And if you think about Robin Wright, she was probably just early 50s, maybe when she played it. But you wouldn't think, oh, she's too old to have like a 30-year-old child. Do you know what I mean? So it was...
Well, Robin Wright was the auntie.
Oh, she's the auntie. Yeah. Who was the mother?
It was Connie Nielsen.
Connie Nielsen, right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Okay. I've got a couple of ones I'm going to throw at you. So I'm thinking someone that can carry the TV series as well as then kind of make that step back. What about someone like Cate Blanchett?
Cate Blanchett. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Right. Because I think she could very much have that epic queen gladiatorial Greek mythology thing and just kind of own it from Lord of the Rings to, you know, you see her in Borderlands coming up, but anything she's in, she just absolutely owns. And I could see her in that role. A couple of other names for you. Gillian Anderson. Can you see?
Definitely. Definitely.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because, again, she's super talented. She was amazing in The Crown as Margaret Thatcher, but she is a little bit of a comedian. She's great. And there's a couple of TV shows on Netflix or it might be BBC, like called The Fall and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. She's so good. I love Gillian Anderson. So, and the other person I had was Jennifer Connelly. So she was in...
I remember her. She's in Hulk, Requiem for a Dream. It's weird. I think if you look at certain actresses side by side, you're like, they could do it.
Yeah, you could pair them up. She was also in Top Gun Maverick recently, wasn't she? So, but yeah, she's 53, and so again, you do want to cast a similarity between the older and the younger. It's not necessary because you can do a lot of that with makeup, but you do want to kind of see some resemblance if you can, where you think, I can think they can pull that off. So I thought Jennifer Connelly, she does have a little bit of a certain look, and especially if you dyed her hair. I mean, she's got dark hair anyway. I think she's got lighter in some movies, but she could potentially have a look about her. So, all right. What else you got?
All right. So, obviously, demand him. I have Steve Trevor.
Steve Trevor.
Yeah. And I had two people in mind.
Mm-hmm.
They are very different.
Okay.
But they kind of line up well, I think, together. I mean, there's one other person who could potentially do it, but mm-hmm. then it kind of goes against my my rulings regarding, like, switching out races and stuff.
Right, okay.
Right? So that person who could have done it would have been Michael B. Jordan.
Right, yeah, sure.
Yeah. But the two names that I had, like, penciled in are Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I just think he was so good in Gen V.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was so good in Gen V. And I was just like, yeah. And I was like, but you're growing up. And because of the ages of most of my Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
He would be kind of in line. Because I kind of see him as similar to, like, obviously Captain America.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so, I can understand yeah. that.
So I had him in mind. Or if I need someone who's older, and I think this person, I chose this person because I think they line up perfectly in the way of, like, somebody going to attack Wonder Woman and then them stepping in the way. And yeah, you as an okay. audience are like, but Wonder Woman can handle this business by herself.
Yeah.
Is Alan Ritchson. Big old Reacher.
Oh, yes. Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, exactly. He would own those World War II roles, wouldn't he? So,
mm-hmm. yeah. So I'm like, Alan Ritchson. Because you look at him and obviously he's a giant, right?
Yes.
But imagine, like, okay, so imagine Rosa Salazar.
Mm-hmm.
Who I'm sure is gonna be 5 foot something,
yeah.
right?
yeah.
And then imagine, like, somebody is like, oh, I'm gonna do this, and then they step out to do it, and then you look and you see big towering over you, Alan Ritchson, and then he gets pushed to the side, and she's like, no, this one's mine.
Yeah, very different. Yeah, he's my Batman choice. So, but yeah, that's that's an interesting take. So I've got two for you. Yep. I've got one, Miles Teller.
So yep.
from Whiplash, definitely. Top Gun Maverick. I think I can see him very much in that Chris Pine role.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, simply because of who you mentioned previously, was Theo James from The Gentlemen.
Yeah.
As the lead in The Gentlemen series. I think he could play a Steve Trevor.
Definitely. I think it's funny because obviously we're in the wider shape of things, we're casting an entire DCU.
Yes.
So what I'm doing is, like, if I've chosen someone to be a role, you are automatically ineligible to play a different role.
To anything else.
Right?
Yes.
So it's like, because I have Miles Teller, I have him as someone.
And right.
You know, because I have Miles Teller as someone and Theo James, I have both of them.
Oh, you've got him cast as someone else. Right. See, so this is the thing, people. Neil plays the long game. He's not casting each film as it comes up. He's already got his casting list for pretty much the whole DCU Justice League. So he's like,
yeah,
I'm well ahead. So I can see where you're going with these, but I've got them elsewhere. Because that's the thing. When you cast movie by movie, you can start scrapping later on. Thinking, hang on, like, I need it for these roles.
It's like, no. I want all of these people together.
yes. Okay, cool. Have you got anyone else?
Yeah, I have. So I have Ares.
All right.
Because there's only one name I could choose.
Mm-hmm.
Javier Bardem.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
I think of him and I think, one, physically, yeah, he can handle his business.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, his voice.
Yes.
And I can just, in my head, even in, like, watching Dune, and he was just, you know, he's saying his lines. I can just imagine, and I think maybe this is because of No Country for Old Men, is I can just envision him giving, like, a villain's monologue.
Yeah.
And that voice just carries the weight of everything he's saying.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of how they used Ares in the first Wonder Woman?
I think it's weird because whenever I think of Ares, I think Ares is a fighter. He comes in, he scraps.
Mm-hmm.
So having it that he wasn't that, he was just like, oh, I'm just mild-mannered. And, you know, it's almost like he had his own secret identity. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously the whole CG fight at the end
mm-hmm.
was very poor.
Yes.
Yeah, it was poor. Poor is the wrong word. It was like, it wasn't executed as well it was probably envisioned.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would have worked easier if you just got a really big, muscular guy, put the helmet on him, have a straight up, you know, as good old JR would say, have yourself a good, barn burner.
Yeah. Just a
good brawl mm-hmm. where they're punching each other. And it's like, you can show power by he's picking up a truck and slamming it on her, or she punches him and, you know, he goes through a building.
Yeah.
Having that whole kind of CG element to it, it just didn't come off well.
Yeah.
So that was it really.
Okay, cool. Anyone else or that was it? It was just
just him as Ares. That was it. I was like, mm-hmm. no one else. And I had 1, 2, 3, 4. I had 5 villains. One of them was like a Teen Titans villain, but when I actually was thinking about it and researched it again, I was like, actually, he's a Wonder Woman villain more.
Right, okay.
So it was Maxwell Lord.
Oh, right, Maxwell Lord, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And don't ask me why, but I was just like, Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
Because he's like, obviously, he's like, I guess you would say, another version of Lex Luthor.
Mm-hmm.
Maxwell Lord is like, he's like...
Yeah, Pedro Pascal played him in 84, right?
Yeah, so Pedro played him in 84, and I was just like, I want someone who's just like the smoothest, slickest guy that you could see, but has something about him. And all mm-hmm. I kept envisioning on my head was Matthew McConaughey at like the Oscars.
Yes.
Yeah. That there's a certain swagger, there's a certain charm, there's a certain like confidence to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, no, that like, imagine him as a villain. Like, nobody would think he's a villain the way he talks and acts. But then, like, in that quiet moment alone, he's just like, he'll say something.
Do you realize he's already been cast, right?
Maxwell Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But I was like, I refuse to accept it. That's one time I was like, I refuse to accept this one. Right?
So,
like,
if you don't know, basically, Maxwell Lord is set to appear in Superman, and he's being played by Sean Gunn, James Gunn's brother, who plays all sorts of roles in every James Gunn movie. But yeah, he's playing Maxwell Lord, which is probably one of his bigger roles today.
Yeah.
Really? And it'll be interesting to see how much he crops up throughout the franchise moving forward.
Mm. But, well, that's the thing, is because I can imagine that in the films, obviously I haven't seen them, they're not made, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine that Maxwell Lord will be like, he'll be like the Justin Hammer to Tony Stark. He will be, I'm not going to say a bumbling idiot, but he'll be like the lesser version who's a lot more comedic.
Yes.
And whilst I understand it, because you have Lex Luthor, who's like supposed to be always serious, and then you have Maxwell Lord, who's like the Tesco's value, Lex Luthor. I'm just like, nah, man, you can make, I was like, James Wan, you made certain villains who weren't nothing special, you made them just mean, you made them so good. And I was like, but you got your brother cast as him. I was like, all right, fair enough. You wrote the film. If your Maxwell Lord is going to be like that, and you're like, yeah, my brother can do it, that's your decision.
Yeah.
But I'm
it's strange because, like, we still don't quite know how much of Suicide Squad is going to be part of the new DCU, because obviously we know Waller is. Mm-hmm. Peacemaker is, the new season is going to be part of the DCU, but the first one isn't canon. So, again, like a multiverse, you'll be able to pick certain actors out. But obviously he played Calendar Man in Suicide Squad. But again, everything's off the table now because it's, it's kind
Wasn't he also Weasel?
He played Weasel. Yeah, he did all the mocap and everything for Weasel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, if he's got a role to fill, Sean's mm-hmm. the guy. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. What else you got?
Right. So I had Cheetah, obviously, because I'm like, that's pretty much a number one villain.
Mm-hmm.
I had two people in mind. One of them, because I just love this actress, is Rosario Dawson.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Also, because she's the voice of, she was the voice of Wonder Woman in their animated DCU.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good shout. I like that.
Yeah. She's bad. She's bad. She could handle any kind of business you give her.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was Lizzie Broadway, who's very different.
Okay. What's she been in?
She is the shrinking girl in Gen V.
I still haven't seen Gen V.
Ah, well, yeah, watch Gen V. I can't remember the character's name right now.
Lizzie Broadman, did you say?
Broadway.
Oh, Lizzie Broadway. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And I remember the face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's sort of like, because I think you can go either way. With Rosario Dawson, it's a straight up adult. It's an adult woman who can, you know, everything about her, from her demeanor to her behavior to like, you can pinpoint whatever you want and Rosario Dawson will give it to you. Yes. With Lizzie Broadway, I think when you watch Gen V, you'll understand it. Mm-hmm. Is the thing of someone who's pushed to their very limit.
Right.
And then when they reach that limit, maybe they don't, they make some questionable decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I'm like, I can see that Cheetah.
Yeah, no, just looking at it and some of the images of her and some of the stills in the show, I can see that. So, I'll have to get on to Gen V. Sad news about the actor from Gen V passing in this last week. Chance. Chance Perdomo. Mm-hmm. So, rest in peace, Chance. Really sad to lose anybody. But, so young.
So young.
Up and coming. Yeah, so sad news. But those are your two for Cheetah.
Yeah, those were my two.
Okay.
And the other two were Giganta.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
not familiar with this villain.
So she is, as the name suggests, she can just grow
I can imagine, huge. Yeah.
But this is weird because the two villains I'm now naming, which is Giganta and the last one is Silver Swan, I am less familiar with them.
Yeah.
Than I am with like most of the DC lore, because I don't know everything. But with Giganta, the thing that I remember is I remember playing Injustice.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a fight. I think it was between her and the Atom, and they're both like building size at this moment, and they're just smacking each other on one of the stages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just think, admittedly, I thought a superhero or villain who just grows massive, you're so limited, especially when it's like time to fight, because unless your opponent can grow to equal size, what do you do?
Yeah.
But then I just had this weird image in my head of like Wonder Woman in her invisible jet, like jumping out of the jet and just like... like, you know, like if you grab on a building and they slide down it, landing on the side of her face and just sliding down and like grabbing her, like it's going to sound horrible, like digging her hand into like her eye and being like, you shrink down to normal size or I'm pulling this out. And I had, for Giganta, I had Alexandria Daddario. She was
Perkins
in John Wick 1.
Alexandria Daddario. Yeah, she was in Skyscraper. No, San Andreas with The Rock. Yeah. She was in Baywatch. Season of True Detective. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so her.
A lot of people have her actually up for Wonder Woman.
Well, initially, when I was going through my list and whittling it down, she was one of the names.
Right.
But I see her better as Giganta, right? To be honest, she's an excellent actress, but she has a really striking look. And I think the look is probably what makes a lot of people want her to play Wonder Woman.
Agreed. Yeah.
Right. But I had her down as Giganta because it's like, I think she can pull off the role of a villain.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't many, I think, because I've obviously pretty much cast my whole DCU.
Yeah.
There aren't much roles that I could say, like, yeah, no, I think she'd be excellent for this role.
Yes.
But I think she'd be excellent in a role in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, Giganta, you know? But the Adrian Pilecki, the one who was Wonder Woman, is Silver Swan.
Right, okay, yeah.
And I think
she's a really great actress. I do like her.
Yeah. And I think the thing for Silver Swan is because, and this one I actually did have to look up, was her reasoning for becoming a villain is that Wonder Woman stops a robbery and she is injured in the robbery. And when she's asking for Wonder Woman's help, Wonder Woman is not ignoring her, but she's too busy to come and help her.
Right.
And that makes her spiral.
Okay.
And I just envision, because I remember what she looks like as a villain. She's got these big metal archangel wings. And what I see in my head is I'm just like, I just envision the look of like a female archangel.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, someone who like can put the wings away and put the dukes up and just scrap.
Right. Okay.
And I was like, yeah, she could do that.
Yeah. She was in, was she in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes. She was Mockingbird.
Yes. Ah, yes. That's it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
So yeah. So those were my cast.
Okay. So that is Neil's casting of the Wonder Woman movie and the DCU. Let us know your thoughts in the comments. Who would you have as Wonder Woman? Who would you have as Steve Trevor? And all the rest. So have we got it right? Have we got it wrong? Do we know what we're talking about or do we not? Any comments, good or bad, let them come our way. Fight us. Why not? Thank you very much for joining us on this episode. Really appreciate it. As always, please make sure you hit that like and subscribe. You can get the audio version of this podcast on any podcast platform. And if you got the time, just hit that 5-star review. And leave us a little review. Why not? If you're in a generous mood. Neil, is there anything else you wanted to add before we go today?
No. Just wait. Because, you know, the DCU is a big place. And I got lots of internet space to... I got lots of digital room to write my lists. They're coming.
It's coming. And this is why I can do a casting the Justice League or casting the DCU, because it would be like a 5-hour podcast. So Neil is one of the reasons why I had to break it up per character film. Had to be done. So we're still going to cast the other characters. We're going to do Green Lantern. Obviously, they've got the Green Lantern show as well, so we can potentially look at the different variations of Green Lantern and who we're going to have in there. We've got Cyborg, we've got Flash. That's going to be an important casting. There's so much to delve into, but we're in no rush. We're going to take our time, make sure we cast it right. That's it. So that's our casting for Wonder Woman. Let us know your thoughts. And that's it. Until next time, peace out.
Peace.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
This is the way.
This is the way.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Were you rushing or were you dragging?
That's what she said.
I don't want to brag, but I will. I was in the Avengers.
The Avengers?
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you. What is that?
Say my name.
I am the father.
Ah, chills. Literal chills.
It was number 5. Number 5 killed my brother.
Oh my God, I forgot about that part.